This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, they held on, despite Maeda giving up a run. But that was okay. He pitched one really good inning, and then he's
the only problem on the team.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's ninth inning, mop up.
He ain't okay. The only problem on the team.
No. There are other problems.
Matter of fact, if you could put him in and he gives up a run and you have a 9-run cushion,
yes,
I can live with that, David.
Yeah, even with, especially because he gave you one good inning yesterday before he gave up a run. Anyway, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Ticket text, David.
When you're the best, when your best batter is in a slump and you're still winning, it's for real. Total team effort has me buying in because it's a different player every day.
Yeah, Riley Green did not play yesterday, and they still won 9-1. It's good. I think it's a good move. Give him a break.
Yeah, let him breathe a little bit. Maybe some things can get fixed for him. Mm-hmm. Someone else says they look great, but I'm in the 40-game camp. Good. I want to see players like Torque Bays contribute consistently for a bit longer.
Javier Bays.
We keep this going, and we better be big-time buyers at the trade deadline. That is from AC from Monroe.
You know what? We'll worry about that later.
I'm glad you said that.
Because I don't think that they will. Look, this team likes what they have. They don't like moving pieces around. But for somehow or another, they were able to carry over last season into this season. And that's rare. So
right.
You know that. How you finish is not how you start. But they're winning.
And
it ain't just the White Sox this year.
No, and they haven't been that many, like, amazing things. They're just winning baseball games. It's, like, normal.
Yeah. So, in my world, the further you can north of 500 until Meadows gets back, you give yourself a legitimate shot of winning this division. That is not a great division, but you know what? Not your problem.
Right. And look, let's be honest. I mean, Torque's his last two games, he doesn't have a hit. These things are going to happen. It's baseball. Dylan Dingler is not going to continue to have an OPS that's near 1,000. Okay? He's not.
So Carpenter's not going to just keep hitting home runs?
Well, he might. He's Kerry Bonds. I mean, come on. Opening day, I saw somebody with a number 30 jersey and said Bonds on the back. Sounds good.
Well, it probably had to make it himself because they don't sell it in the team shop. So,
I know.
Just give it the facts.
Yes, I know.
One more here says, don't talk about the Zubas, and please don't bring back the Rally Goose. This team is winning series, and that will lead to a winning division, but don't bring back the negative stuff.
And that's why I said, no, not that never happened.
Well, I just had to put a time frame of when they had a really good start, and that was...
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, Kat.
No.
He's coming to LCA this shortly, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's talk to Mike. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Stoney and Rico. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Mike.
Hey, so a couple things. Number one, I've been bought in since day one. The first game against the Dodgers, just the way we played that game, to me, really set the tone. But I can see where maybe this 9-game homestead coming up, where you got the Royals, I believe the Padres and the Orioles, I feel like once those 9 games are done, that's where we can either see, we're going to say one of two things. Number one, we're going to say, this team is for real, or we're going to say, what does this team need to do at the deadline to get there?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I mean, it's going to be a good litmus test, this homestand. There's no doubt about
it. So you're almost there, Mike.
And I'm almost there. I want to say this, though, because we're talking about the young players, too, is that's the best thing about a Dylan Dingler, right, or like a Riley Green. I mean, Riley Green's an all-star, but, like, let's look at Dingler. Let's look at, you know, Trey Sweeney. They're so young where they're hitting so well, or they're doing, you know, a guy like Dingler's doing so well now. What is he going to do in the middle of the season? Is he only getting better? Like, and that's going to take the Tigers to the top,
well,
in my opinion. Young guys.
I agree. I don't know how much better. I don't think you can expect him to continue at this pace, but it's just as he's a really productive player, where he needs to get better is defensively.
Right.
Because the longer you can keep Jake Rogers out of the offensive lineup, the better you are. I mean, he's a terrific defensive catcher, as we know.
Right, or just, you know, you're able to platoon them certain games. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you this off. Give you a break on your knees. We're going to put Dingler back behind the plate. Mm-hmm. And if you could carry your weight, you know, maybe you give him a couple days off where they're literally platooning the entire season.
Let's go to Joe. What do you know? You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I'm bought in, and it has nothing to do with Scott Harris. I still don't think he's done a good job, and I'm not going to let him skate by with Rico. I'm sorry. You tried to give him some props. We're still a bad defensive team. All the credit goes to A.J. Hinch. Spencer Torkelson is producing, which is huge. He's the biggest X factor because he can put a run on the board with one swing of the bat. But the main reason why I am bought in is because these guys, no matter what they do, innings 1 through 6, innings 7 through 9, they put up some of the best at-bats you'll ever see that frustrate you. You're like, why didn't this happen earlier in the game? But innings 7 through 9, these guys are crushing the ball, and they're putting up great at-bats against some of the best relievers in the game, and they're squeaking by. With our pitching, that's all we really need.
But you got to give, I'm not saying full-blown, you know, flowers for Scott Harris, but look at the lineup, for instance, yesterday. Molloy, Torres, Abanez, those three, that's Scott Harris, if you're going to, you know, lay credit. So,
you know, I think both things can be true.
Right.
I get what you're saying, and Joe, you're right. It's lineup chaos this year. Last year, at the end of the season, it was pitching chaos. This season, AJ's just pulling the strings, and so far the lineups are working. And that's a big credit to him.
Not only are they working, they're working better than I could ever expected. This is cold weather. Once the weather warms up, we traditionally suck in the beginning of the month, April. We traditionally suck. And we're scoring one or two runs a game for months on end last year. We're putting up 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 runs pretty consistently early on in the season. And that's fun to watch. It's fun to see. These guys deserve credit. There's going to be regression, but that regression is going to be okay because your best hitters aren't even really producing that much right now, and your pitching is still lights out.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, they're good right now, and that's what we're debating and asking, more than debating, how long do you think this is going to last? I mean, look, let's be honest, okay? It's not like they're a pace 35-5 or anything like that. They're playing really good baseball. They've been a good baseball team. And they're fundamentally, they've been better. Defensively, the issues is more with Colt Keith than anybody else defensively, right? Am I missing something there?
Well,
And Kreidler, but he's not really a center fielder. He's playing there out of desperation.
Colt Keith has just become the poster boy for bad defense.
Yes.
But across the board, it's not a lot. They've just scored enough runs to kind of to hide the deficiencies. I get what the callers are saying. Hey, it's still there, Stoney.
Right.
But you're not going to win every game 9-1 where you don't really notice bad defense or things like that. But it is something I would like to see them address down the line, come, you know, trade deadline. But we'll deal with that later. Right. Now, they're winning.
Yeah. And you know what? at 10-6, they're the best team in the American League right now. And we talk about the run differential.
David, have you bought in?
I have bought in, and it's because of Torque. Torque is that bat that I didn't think we would have after not getting Bregman, after not getting the right-handed bat that I wanted. Torque playing this way, yeah, I'm bought in. He keeps this up, and we're going to, yeah, we'll win the division, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I'll just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But I'm liking what I see right now.
And the caller is correct when it comes to Torque. Scott Harris has nothing to do with Torque's success, really.
No, he doesn't. And then someone did text in about that saying Scott Harris deserves credit. Al Avila deserves the credit for drafting most of these players.
Right. And it's the development, and whether that's under the Harris regime or not, that's you can argue that until the cows come home, and they're not coming home right now. 97-1 the ticket.